Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we've placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping all families grow through the adoption process is important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the Mid-Michigan Saginaw region, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we are very grateful to you, our listener, for tuning in today and continuing to be in support of our program. We do hope that everyone listening finds this forum to be both inspirational and educational. We are rounding out here in the next few weeks our series that we've been undertaking since June, and that is Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and it's just been really fun and interesting to hear individually from each of our staff with the four offices across the state. Even as a long-term employee of the agency, I've learned some new tidbits about my coworkers, and so I've really enjoyed this. And we are continuing that series today, and we are going to have a conversation with Tara, who is an employee and a caseworker from our Jenison office. So, Tara, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for being with us and taking some time out of your schedule to do this. I'd like to just get started with asking you to tell us about your role and your work with the agency.
Sure. So I'm a home study caseworker, and I also do trainings for the agency. So I do our domestic adoption awareness training, which all of our domestic families attend kind of right before they start the home study process. I also do consultations for our agency, so those are for prospective families who are just interested about kind of our agency and what the adoption process looks like for domestic families. I also write lots of home studies, so I do lots of interviewing with families and kind of support our adoptive families through the home study process and then kind of through the wait and through the post-placement period.
That's really great. I like to hear about the adoptive family work that you do and your role with them. Did you mention, maybe I missed it, how long you've been with the agency now?
Oh, I've been with Adoption Associates. It will be 3 years in January, so almost 3 years now.
Awesome. So shifting gears just a little, do you mind, Tara, talking about yourself on a more personal level? Tell us a little bit about who Tara is outside of Adoption Associates.
Sure. I have two little ones myself. So I have a 5-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter who is here with me, if you hear her in the background. I also have been married to my husband, Mike, for 9 years now. So some kind of little bits of information about myself. I love to read. So I typically read at least one book a week, sometimes up to three, kind of depending if I have extra free time.
Wow.
That's kind of my way to unwind. And I'm just kind of perpetually curious. I love to learn new things. So reading kind of fulfills that for me.
That's really cool, Tara. I'm really actually a bit envious, I have to say. yeah, that's awesome, having the time to do that. And I assume maybe a little bit of professional reading seeps its way into your...
Yes, it definitely does.
What drew you to working in the field of adoption?
So it's interesting because I've always had a heart for adoption. Even when I was a young teenager, I just always kind of thought maybe one day that I would adopt. It always seemed really clear to me that adoption was a really wonderful way to kind of grow a family. So I've always, always, always wanted to work in adoption. That was kind of my goal out of graduate school. So I'm super thrilled that I finally was able to kind of take that career path. So I just love working in adoption.
What would you say is your favorite thing about your work or your role, or, you know, what is it that you've become so passionate about?
Yeah. So I always tell people in social work, there's lots of different jobs that you can have that are kind of that can be really tough. And for me, adoption has just been really joyful. Getting to see my families, I think, with their children in the home after they've been waiting and praying for so long has just been so incredibly rewarding. It's the best feeling to kind of be a part of that. So that's probably what I love the most.
That's awesome. What's something that, in your opinion, you have found or you believe that people are surprised to know or to understand about the work of adoption or the work that you do?
I think probably the time that it takes. I think people understand that it probably takes a lot of time and work to do an adoptive home study, but I don't think they really understand everything that goes in it. So there's lots of support for the adoptive families through the process. That's lots of document collection. I mean, you have to be reading every single thing that you come across. And it's just such a huge collection of information about someone's life. And then also the writing obviously takes a long time too. So I think maybe the time that it takes to do the work might be the most surprising.
Okay. And I guess just to explore a little bit more about that home study piece, not from your perspective as the caseworker, but we have a lot of families that listen to this podcast, and I know that we get questions from them about what the home study is like and how intimidating that can feel to them. Could you just spend maybe a minute or two kind of talking a little more in depth about the home study and how you view that as a beneficial factor or part of the entire adoption journey for a family?
Sure. I think, the main focus of the home study is really getting to know a couple and a family. And making sure that the relationships that exist within that family already are healthy, that it's a safe, loving, stable environment in which to raise a child, that they're financially prepared, emotionally prepared. I think also a big role is educating families. So I am hopeful that most of my families, from when they begin the process until when they finish, that they've learned a lot and they feel much more prepared for adoptive parenting. So I think that becomes a huge part of the process in a home study that people may not realize, is that we're kind of helping to prepare you and support you to be successful in adoptive parenting, as well as completing this home study so that we can move through the process legally and get a
mm-hmm.
child in the home.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really a lot of give and take there with you as the caseworker needing to gain information from the family to better understand about them, but also giving them the tools to equip them for that adoption too. So,
yes, absolutely.
It's nice to hear. Yeah, and we want our families to know that, you know, we're in this together and we're in this to, you know, help them be as successful as possible in their adoption and in their, you know, to come roles as parents.
Yeah.
So, Tara, I know this is the case for you as well as for so many of our staff, is that we really love the work of adoption and we in time become quite passionate about this, and it does spill over oftentimes into our time away from work that we, you know, it's kind of who we are. I was hoping that you could talk a little bit about, you know, what your time with the agency has been like. And then maybe your thoughts about what you love the most about Adoption Associates.
Sure. So for me, kind of the experience of working with this agency has been really wonderful. I think one of the things that has been really great to see is just the staff as a whole. Everyone is so interested in learning new skills, new information. Everyone is very intentional about improving the quality of their work, making sure that we're all kind of doing the best job that we can. And I think this is the first agency I've worked for where I really felt like that was true across the board with every single staff member. And to me, I just love that because I think that just shows our dedication and kind of the high standards we have in service that we provide for our families and for our birth moms. So
For me, it's just been wonderful. And I think, too, we just have great leadership. It's the culture of the agency is just really supportive and encouraging. Everyone is kind of always rooting for each other and supporting each other when we're having challenges or maybe having a tough week. So it's just, it's a great kind of group of people to be able to be a part of.
Well, that's really nice to hear, Tara. And I couldn't have said it better myself. I feel exactly the same as you do. So I appreciate you being on the podcast today. And these are just kind of quick little snippets where our listeners get to learn more about us. And thank you for doing this today.
Absolutely.
For those of you that are listening, that are interested in connecting with Adoption Associates or speaking with Tara or myself, we would love for you to give us a call at 800-677-2367. You can also connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. And do remember that we will continue the Adoption Focus podcast series for a couple of more weeks. With a couple of our newer staff coming up. And then in the new year, we will kind of return to our regular scheduled programming, so to speak, where we will continue to pick up those adoption topics and conversations that are important to you, our listeners. We'd also be open to hearing from you about topics that you'd like to hear more about in adoption. So for now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope that everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.